So, David Spence, London School of Economics, and until a year ago, I was in the European External Action Service, partly responsible with Joël Yvonnet, who is also here and will be talking to you later, for the implementation of the Lisbon Treaty in Geneva. Heavens, you've actually got to have it right on your mouth, by the way. This is an exciting conference. It's very exciting for me since I spent the last two or three months organizing it. But it's exciting because you've got before you, and will have before you, some of the UK's most prominent academics in the field of EU foreign policy, and some really interesting evidence from the European External Action Service, people who've been in the thick of it for years and have been commission officials before and have seen the transition. So I think it's going to be very exciting for everybody, whether they're practitioners or academics. I remember years ago working at the National School of Government, and we had an ambassador who always came to talk about diplomacy. And one of the things he always said to the students, because they liked it, was that I joined the British Foreign Service because I was very keen to make a contribution to global affairs, but I seem to have spent most of my career negotiating the prices of potato exports. That's a sign, I think, of the way in which diplomacy for some diplomats has gone over the years. I say that as an introduction to the fact that one of my roles now is to tell you that the toilets are over there, the fire exit's over there, so you've only got one door to go through, and then you follow the signs, and we have to tell you that. You know that there's a reception at the end of this afternoon's proceeding, so I won't mention that again. It will be served just outside in the entrance lobby. I'll say no more, but hand over to two other people who would like to say a word of welcome to you on their behalf. To Guy Wilkinson, who runs and manages the Wyndham House Trust, and he'll say a few words about that. I wanted to do this not only with the LSE staff, but also to involve an ethical organization, because I think that European diplomacy should be about something else than foreign policy and security issues, and that there's a different message that European diplomacy could pass to the world than that common foreign security policy message. The question is how to do it. I've asked Guy to welcome you and to say a few words about what he as an organization is wanting you to get out of this seminar. And then Marie Kanellopoulou, who is here today representing the as yet unappointed, I think, new head of delegation in London, or I should say representation in London of the European Commission. And she will say a word to welcome you too. And then we shall get on to the programme itself. So Guy, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, David. I'm really glad to be here this afternoon and to see such a distinguished audience, far more expert than I'm likely to be able to be this afternoon. But I wanted just to, in welcoming you, perhaps say a word about, first of all, who I am and why the Wyndham Place Charlemagne Trust, of which I'm the chair, was very glad to be able to co-host this seminar together. I'm Guy Wilkinson. I'm the chair of the Wyndham Place Charlemagne Trust. My kind of personal credentials, I suppose, are that I worked in the European Commission from 1973 to 1980, before this, before I was ordained, in a number of departments in the Commission, including what was then, I think still is, DG6, also George Thompson's cabinet at the time, and also under Roy Jenkins in the Policy Advisory Unit. So I claim some background in matters European. But from the point of view of the Wyndham Place Trust, this is a trust which has, as you will have seen in the note about the trust, two traditions, two roots originating in two separate organizations, both of which go back some 40, 45 years with foundational interests in the whole European enterprise. Our particular perspective has been one of the nexus, the interrelationship within the European framework of ethics, policy, and faith. We're not a religious organization, but we have a drive which says what has religious faith and faith in general
got to say into this nexus of policy and ethics within the European framework. I was particularly interested in the title of this seminar, Old Wine in New Bottles, New Skins. Of course, the original quotation is to do with new wine in old bottles and what indeed happens when such a transaction takes place. But I suspect the real interest this afternoon is about new wine and new bottles. So there's a kind of additional component to this seminar lying behind the title. Our particular interest is in the whole area of not so much the technicalities and the techniques about the External Action Service and European diplomacy. That's really your area of and your field of expertise. But kind of behind that, if we're talking questions about fit for purpose, the question really is, what is the purpose that we want an external action service to be fit for? And for me, and I think for the Trust, one of those areas that it needs to be fit for is in the whole area of contributing to peace-building, contributing, if you like, to, I think, what's known as soft power, not only in the, obviously, within the European context, the more general Union context, but in the world. And I think if there is to be purpose in this new dry, this new wine, whether it's in new or old bottles, it is fundamentally to be driven not by the kind of military power that diplomacy is often backed by, but driven by moral and ethical considerations in the interests of wider peace and reconciliation. And that's the interest that we bring, I think, particularly to this partnership. And I hope that's a fruitful partnership this afternoon where the real issues, the hard issues of technique and technicality and diplomacy are brought together with the purpose of what we're talking about, which is, I think, a better and more peaceful and more reconciled world. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. As David said, I'm Maria Kanellopoulou. I'm a political officer here at the Commission's representation. And I'd like to welcome you all at Europe House on behalf of Christine Dalby, who is the acting head of our office, and Björn Kjellström, who is the head of the European Parliament's information office. First of all, let me say that I'm really happy to see so many of you here today on a day that's very significant for the future of the EU today and tomorrow. It's a happy coincidence that your conference happened to coincide with this. So I'm glad and really grateful that you took the time to attend. Today, I think we all understand and we see that diplomacy, power, everything is changing. And while nation states are obviously still very important, they're not the exclusive protagonists in the international relations. And international organizations, NGOs, transnational corporations, media are also very important. As Mr. Wilkinson said, it's not only soft power, but smart power that has become at least as important in foreign policy equation. And this phenomenon have nothing to do with the Lisbon Treaty or the dynamics of the European integration. It's a much broader trend. But we believe that the EAS shows that it's a partial answer, at least, to these challenges, a unique organization in many ways, not a fully-fledged diplomatic service, but not necessarily a traditional foreign ministry. As the High Representative often puts it, Baroness Ashton, the EAS is not about speaking with a single voice, but about helping to deliver a single and integrated European message. Before finishing off, I'd like to thank the LSE and the Wyndham Trust for co-organizing this event, and in particular David Spence. As he said, he He spent quite some time organizing this conference. And with the EAS midterm review fast approaching, you will attempt today and tomorrow to draw your own review of balance of competences, I would say, for the EAS. And I'm certain that the debate today and tomorrow will not be any less interesting than the debate that will be taking place in Brussels at another place. Thank you very much, and best of luck with the conference.
Okay, so now the conference can begin. We are starting our first session with Robert Cooper, councillor to Cathy Ashton, to Baroness Ashton until recently. And Robert will be chaired by Professor Christopher Hill from Cambridge University, who I think needs no introduction. His books are probably on all of your bookshelves. So I'll cede my place to them and thank them in advance for being ready this afternoon to debate with you. There will be a lot of time for questions, so prepare your questions and be as tough as possible.